is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, and I am joined by the fabulous Sarah.
Hello.
We have some interesting weird news stories, and I don't know about you guys, but I work in an office, and so often I have to, like, make, you know, when you make calls out of an office, you have, like, specific numbers you have to dial. Mm-hmm. And I have to press 9 to call out, which was a really big change from just, like, living my normal life. And like, so many calls, I'm like, I think the phone's dead. There have been so many times when I'm like, it's just not working. There's nothing there. I'm getting a really strange sound, which is piercing into my ear as I try and call. And it just makes me nervous for some reason to change how I dial on the phone, because mm-hmm. I've been doing it my whole life. So, like, changing to dialing 9 to call out, just, I don't know. It makes me concerned. And I don't like it. But I have adjusted. I have grown up and overcome my fear of dialing 9 in normal business situations.
This is a version of adulting that you just never expected.
Right, right. And there's really other things that I never expected. I never expect to go to space. People talk about, like, well, there's a moon colony. I will not go. I will not go to the moon. Space scares me. It is so many things that I fear, like coldness, darkness, and vastness.
And that's why they make movies.
I know.
Bad things always happen in space.
People just get lost out there. Yeah. There's no gravity. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm scared to dial 9 on a phone. There's no way I like space and, like, all of its unknowns and whatnot, like lack of oxygen. Why would I want that? There's no reason I want that. So, I mean, this story is very scary to me, but it has to do with dialing 9, but accidentally dialing 911. And not just from your typical office space, but from space.
Which I feel like it shouldn't work. You shouldn't be able to not dial 911 from space.
I agree.
I guess, you know, satellites and all that stuff, but in modern technology, but I just feel like you should not be able to dial 911 from space.
I agree. I don't think you should either. So because of dialing the extra digit that many of us are used to, apparently so was this astronaut, but unfortunately that's what tripped him up. And this is Dutch astronaut André Kuipers. I don't think that's how you properly say it.
Kuipers, maybe?
Kuipers? Maybe?
K-U-I-P-E-R-S. But then there's, you know, some pronunciation that I do not...
Yeah, I don't have.
Yeah, I don't.
Kuipers? Kuipers? Well, André, he accidentally called 911, and he was in the International Space Station when he did. And what happened was he was trying to dial an international number from inside the space station, and he missed the number, which is a normal mistake. Apparently, to call from space, you first dial 9 for an outside line,
See,
which is...
That shouldn't be the same in
no,
space.
No, I agree.
It should be
That's what I
else.
Do in my office. That's not what astronauts should be doing.
Yes.
So apparently, you call 9 for an outside line, and then you do 011 for an international line. But he made the mistake of not doing the 0, which then just got him 911. And apparently he made the mistake, and then the next day he received an email message that just said, "Did you call 911?"
And how, an email message? I mean, what email did they send it to? André at the International Space Station?
Just at Hotmail. I don't know. They sent it to his really old Yahoo. I don't know. I mean, apparently you can communicate to space way easier than I thought, or at least from space. I don't know. Or you can send them emails. I guess it's right near the satellites, really, that we use for that. So I guess that makes sense. But it just sounds so far and bizarre. But André, who is 60 years old, he promptly hung up when he realized that he had accidentally called 911. But the call triggered an alert anyway, and it triggered the alert at Mission Control in Houston.
Oh, dear.
The NASA security, they checked the room where the call was patched through, but of course the astronaut was not there because he had hung up and left. And he shared the story of this slip up. He shared it to a Dutch broadcaster when they were talking about Neil Armstrong's moon landing. So I'm sure that's just a fun time to share really embarrassing stories when talking about other famous astronauts. But he noted that it's actually easy to call Earth from space. There's a time delay, I'm sure. But according to Wayne Hale, who served as a flight director at NASA's Mission Control, he told the news that astronauts in the International Space Station have been able to make calls as they please for more than a decade now. And the phone system uses voice over internet protocol, which is the same that people use for like internet calls like Skype.
Yes.
Which, I mean, I guess that does make sense.
It makes sense.
You're
it
up near all the satellites.
Like, again, it should be more complicated. And yeah, I feel I like the moral of the story is, should you call 911 from space, don't hang up.
Yes.
Just admit
yes.
your mistake, which would be hilarious. Like, you know, 911, what's your emergency? First off, what dispatch answers? Like, where are they?
I guess they, I don't know.
Yeah.
Then, I mean, Mission Control got it from Houston, so.
Right. What's your emergency? I'm sorry. Yeah. I just hit the wrong button.
Wrong number. I mean, you might not even know you're getting a call from space.
Yeah.
Interesting. I have never really thought about that. But the capability to make these calls was built into the space station with the rise of internet phone calls. And it's like they're able to do so. They can just dial up anybody that the astronauts want. And apparently, because of that, a lot of people have gotten calls from space.
Huh. I have not.
I have never got, at least not that I'm aware of.
No.
Maybe that's where my robo, like, telemarketer calls come from.
They're all in space.
I don't know. I don't know what's
they
out there.
They really are outsourcing. Wow.
It frightens me. I don't know what's out there. If you are wondering, though, it doesn't work the other way. You can't accidentally call the space station. And as Sarah mentioned, the lesson is if you accidentally call 911 from space, stay on the line, which you should do from Earth as well.
Yeah.
If you're making an accidental emergency call or 911, make sure that you stay on the line to tell them that it was an accident. Otherwise, they might assume there's an emergency and dispatch personnel, which is how you want them to work, you know,
right.
Something happened.
But don't want them to come out for what's not an emergency.
Right,
they
exactly.
They have other things to do.
Yeah, it's just wasting their time. And apparently this astronaut, Andre, had a bit of a sense of humor about it because he joked that he wouldn't have been, he was disappointed that they didn't come up to see him.
Aww.
Which is, that's awkward. 911, what's your emergency? I realize I'm an astronaut, but...
Although, could you imagine if you were the cop, firefighter, EMT, whatever, and they were like, we have a call from space, we need you to go. Okay!
How would they... Yeah. I'm sure they have much better channels for, you know, talking about emergencies in space, but...
Would the rocket have a siren on it?
They would have maybe a space, like, fire dog. That would be awesome. And then they'd get there and there's nothing.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's
and
okay.
They went all the way to space.
It's okay. It's taxpayer money for the fuel. It's fine. Also, that is interesting that it was the International Space Station and, like, the U.S. got it. I don't know if that's how all space calls for the International Space Station
go
through.
Because it's 911. Like,
oh,
other countries,
yeah,
you know,
that's
like,
true.
999, I think, is in. Is it? It's 999 somewhere.
I have no idea.
Is that Britain? Sorry, international people, that I'm getting your emergency
maybe.
Codes mixed up.
Oh, that's true. So I guess if he had called any other emergency line, he would have got a different country.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Well, I mean, that's good for them. Well, sorry. Good job, Andre. You got a good joke on there. Our next story is about the college mascots, the Texas Longhorns and the Georgia Bulldog. This is from the University of Texas. The Austin Longhorns, their mascot is Bevo, who is a longhorn steer. He weighs 1,600 pounds, and he is obviously armed with two very spear-like horns, and they actually span 58 inches, which is very frightening. On the other hand, you have the University of Georgia Bulldogs mascot, who is Uga, an English bulldog, and he weighs only 62 pounds. He has no horns, but he does wear a very festive spiked collar.
Aww.
Not nearly the same as having giant spear-like horns.
Mm-mm.
But With an hour before kickoff, the handlers were trying to arrange for Bevo and Uga to have like a photo op on the sidelines of the Superdome. Yep. And suddenly, without warning, Bevo, the giant bull, broke through the metal barrier separating the two mascots and tried to charge at Uga.
I saw this. It was crazy. I felt bad for the little dog.
Yeah, I feel bad for everyone. And, of course, Sarah saw this because it was on video.
Yeah.
Because they're setting up a photo op.
Then everything's on video.
Yeah,
it's
true. Everything is on video. And you can see from the video that Uga is running for his life. Mm-hmm. And Bevo came really perilously close to hooking his little tiny opponent. Also, like, trampling a bunch of other people that were in the way, like all the handlers and just people on the sidelines.
I wonder what it was about Uga that set Bevo? Was that
Bevo?
Yeah, Bevo, yeah. Off. I mean, was it just because there was another animal there? Or is he really that good of a mascot that he was like, this is the opposing team's mascot. I must eliminate him.
I must do it for my team.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure. Because apparently, according to one of his handlers, who is Patrick Dowell, who is just a university senior, which I did not know if students could just be the handlers of a bull. But he told the news that the steer was apparently just going to say hi. And the owner of the ranch where Bevo was bred said that Bevo is actually as docile as a lamb, which I don't trust about a bull.
I don't think that's accurate.
No, I don't know at all. That's just frightening.
And, you know, I don't know. I was going to say I don't know how they do it in Texas, but I used to live there. But still, you don't say hi by trying to spear someone with your giant longhorns.
Nope. Don't advise that anywhere, any culture, any place.
Nope.
Also, apparently on Twitter, people, like, chastised Uga's wardrobe because he was in the school's colors, which are red and black. And there's the belief that red makes bulls charge.
Oh.
So people were upset about that. But, like, the color red doesn't make bulls charge because bulls and all cattle are colorblind.
Right. It's more of the action of the cape swirling and what they do in those, you know.
Exactly.
Bullfighting.
Yeah. So it's when the matador moves the muleta, which is, like, the blanket.
Yeah.
And it's because it's waving, not because it's red.
And because they've been tormented, right, beforehand,
exactly,
to be ticked off.
They've been, like, stabbed.
Yeah.
Which is, again, don't just stab people to say hi. It doesn't work that way. People will just charge you. Yeah. Or a bull will just charge you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people were upset about the wardrobe, which is just not true. It's probably just because it was a dog. Or he was having a bad day. I'm not sure. The mascot handlers were able to restore order between the two mascots, which, I don't know, maybe people just wanted to see a fight between a steer and a bulldog, and they got robbed of that. Which, if you want to see that, you're viewing the wrong sporting event. You should go to something a little more illegal.
Aww.
But if you are wondering, the human matchup that took place, the Longhorns defeated the Bulldogs, and they won the Sugar Bowl 28-21. So the mascots did not fight, but the humans did.
Yes.
Or, I mean, the mascots maybe almost fought, but did not.
But they were prevented.
Yes.
Which is good.
And I don't think it would have really been a fight. The poor dog would have lost, for sure.
Yeah,
poor Uga.
I think so.
Through either the horns or stampeding of some kind.
So much badness, potential. Potential badness.
So much. Then definitely would have fueled the game for the worst.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back and keep talking about some more weird news.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the Weird News Podcast. We are continuing to share some strange and weird news stories. The next one that I want to talk about, of course, Florida. This is not Florida man, this is Florida girl. It's just always Florida. There's always something. I don't even look for these specifically. They just come up. I'm not looking for Florida weird news stories.
Is there by chance a service alligator in this story?
Sadly, no. Aww. This is a little okay. more nefarious.
I feel like if I'm on these podcasts with you, there should always be a service alligator.
We should just have a service alligator.
We should just get one. Yep, I would support that.
Yeah, just hang out. I don't know. That'd be a little bit terrifying.
A little bit.
I feel like that'd make me want to, like, just hurry up the podcast, you know? I wouldn't be relaxed at all.
No.
I'd be continually, like, throwing at chicken wings. Like, stay over there. Go back to your pond. And then, I don't know. That wouldn't really be a nice service to me. But it'd be kind of cool to say. That could be our mascot.
Yeah.
And then we could fight other podcast mascots.
Yeah.
Like, take them down in really not friendly competition.
And yeah, and probably illegal
yeah.
competition. Yeah. Okay, bad idea all around. So Florida girl, let's move back to Florida. That.
No service alligator. But Florida girl. So this is 14-year-old girl who is facing grand theft charges after she allegedly stole a pizza delivery driver's car.
Okay.
Which is not good. So police in Lee County said that Josie Bigelow ordered two pizzas and then had them sent to a neighbor's house in the neighborhood of Lehigh Heights. When the driver went to the door to deliver the pizzas, Bigelow allegedly popped out of bushes nearby and stole his unlocked 2006 Ford Taurus.
So she really put some thought into this.
Oh, yeah. If,
you know, I mean, it's all alleged, but kind of sounds like
yeah, happened. This happened. Yeah. Yeah, she really planned that out, which is a bizarre plot.
I guess, you know, 14-year-olds, they have a different sort of logic pattern than
an underdeveloped brain. Yes, that's true. I don't know. The driver, who was 49-year-old Christopher Cook, he told deputies that he was walking to the front door when he saw a person come out of the woods, get into his car, and drive away. And then police said that Bigelow first drove to Lehigh Acres Middle School, but when a policeman approached the car, she quickly drove off. And then her wild ride was tracked by police in a helicopter.
Oh, jeez.
Which, that's... Wow. She was eventually apprehended about 6 miles away from her house.
Oh, so she didn't make it very far.
No, she did not.
No.
She is charged with grand theft of an automobile and was taken to the Juvenile Assessment Center. I just want to say juvie. but it's the assessment center. She was later released. However, Bigelow's father, Joseph Bigelow, he didn't really seem to... I don't know if he took this in a humorous way or I'm not really sure how to take his response. But he told news outlets that his daughter's plan was to meet up with her boyfriend. And then he sent the cops text messages of her and her boyfriend talking about robbing people, apparently.
Oh, geez.
And then he added that his daughter needed a rear-end whipping, but I think he said a different word.
Uh-huh.
And he said that and jail.
So he sounds like a great parent.
Yeah. I can't tell if he's sort of joking.
I mean, most of the time I say don't judge another person's parenting, but this doesn't seem good.
This doesn't sound great, no. I mean, the girl should not have done this either, but...
Yeah.
And then Cook, who was the delivery guy, he gave the pizzas that were ordered under false pretenses to the responding officers.
Well, that was nice, so I guess.
So,
but...
yeah.
Interesting.
It's really, I mean, I don't know what you do with the pizzas at that point. Like, no one paid for them.
Right.
It's not like the neighbor is going to pay for pizzas.
Right. But I'm just,
I don't know.
Wow. So you're sitting on your, I'm picturing myself as a 14-year-old. I never would have come up with this plan.
No.
A, my hometown didn't have pizza delivery, so
what?
It wouldn't have worked. Yeah.
No, oh, wow.
There was no pizza place.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking, okay, so if I call them and they come to the neighbor's house, then I can jump out of the bushes. I mean, there's a lot. She's assuming that either she knows how to hotwire a car or that the driver's just going to leave his keys there.
Right.
I mean, there's some assumption happening.
I'm shocked that he left his keys there.
Yeah,
I mean, it's one thing to have it unlocked, but then to leave the keys in the ignition.
Is that common practice, I wonder?
I don't know.
They just leave them there because they're just running up to the door?
Maybe she just had greater knowledge about pizza delivery than I give her credit for.
Maybe.
Maybe she had... I don't know, a source on the inside.
Yeah. Hey, if you are a delivery person of any kind, let me know. Do you leave your keys in the
car?
And is it encouraged?
Hypothetically.
Like when you're being trained, do they say, just leave the keys in the car? I want to know.
I don't know. Maybe she knew the pizza guy and knew that he did.
I promise I'm not asking so I can steal your car.
Right. Yeah. Just out of curiosity. So this story is another story involving the cops, but it's a little bit nicer. This happened when a 20-month-year-old boy in New Jersey... He was really excited to play with his new toy, but unfortunately he got stuck.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So He got stuck inside the toy, which is a box designed to teach shapes.
How big was this box?
Pretty big. He could fit, like, most of his body in it. The boy's mom, Suna Cho, said that her son, Luca, somehow climbed into the box. And she actually told news outlets, said it's kind of comical if you think about the situation. He got wedged in, and then he couldn't get out.
Which... kids, yeah.
Yeah, it might, happens, yeah. Man. They because, like, kids are just curious, you know? They put everything in their mouth. They try and, like...
They try to stick their head through everything.
Exactly. The, he was just excited. And... Yeah. He climbed inside. He wedged his knee, his legs and his knees inside.
Oh.
And apparently when his mom realized that he was stuck, she called 911, which, according to her, was kind of embarrassing.
Right, but, you know, you don't want to, like, try to yank him out and damage... his little body parts.
I know. Mm-hmm. Also, that he was probably just really upset. I mean, he couldn't play with his toy.
he
was stuck inside of it. That's like, I don't know. It's like being, I feel like as a kid, you're just like thinking that your toy ate you or something.
Or something.
Like you just tried to use it wrong and it just ate you. She said, apparently her call was just something like, my kid's stuck in a toy. And they like asked, like, what kind of toy? Like, what do you mean? It's obviously a very confusing call.
Right.
I mean, we talked about an astronaut calling 911 from space.
Yeah.
This is, I mean, not quite as bizarre, I guess. But also, you must get weird calls as a 911 dispatcher.
I can only imagine.
Like, you kid stuck in a toy?
Right.
Sergeant Rick Hernandez of the Fort Lee Police, he responded to the call. He admitted that the incident was kind of amusing, and he said that it was really a priceless expression on the kid's face, and he looked a little embarrassed about the situation.
Oh,
poor kid. And then apparently there was a truck which was carrying the Jaws of Life that was on its way to the scene to cut the little boy out of his toy. But Rick Hernandez, he was just able to free Luca with just his own strength, which I feel like...
I really want to see a picture of this toy.
It's really like just a small box.
Yeah.
You know, like if you go to like a dentist office and there's like a kid section and you have little like triangle blocks and you try and put them in the triangle shape.
Right. That's what I'm picturing. But those are like I'm picturing a much smaller version of that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it really had to be smaller because the kid is smaller. But he really it just looked like he was kind of crouched in it.
Uh-huh.
Like it went up to like I feel like around his like thighs. It was. Poor thing. It kind of looked like he would have maybe been able to tip over, actually. So Hernandez freed the boy from the toy, and he asked the mom before he did if he could just break it, and she said that he could just try. I guess she had been trying earlier and hadn't been able to. So he was able to get the front panel just, like, cracked off of the toy, enough so that he could pull the boy out. And I guess now, since he has been freed from this toy, Luca still likes to play with it. And she said, the mom says that she plans on keeping it, not just so that her boy can play with it, but so that she can remind him of the incident for the rest of his life.
Yep. So she can.
Yeah. So she can just keep bringing it up, like
he's
you know,
very, he's
like
very
his
cute.
Wedding and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He is really.
No,
cute.
She'll probably bring it to the wedding.
Oh, for sure. Pass it on to his
and
kids.
The picture is hilarious. She captured the perfect facial expression.
He
where
looks
he's
so
like,
embarrassed.
Like, yeah, I did that.
Yeah, he's really stuck. He's just like squatting inside of it. I gosh. Yeah, he's cute, and I feel bad, and I'm really glad the police officer could get him out.
Yes,
and I feel like if you're an officer responding to a call, that's like. One of the more enjoyable calls you gotta have.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't anything too serious. I mean, you know, maybe it could have been eventually, but you know, he
right.
was able
yeah.
to take care of it with minimal fuss, and you know,
right. Also,
yeah.
I can't imagine bringing the Jaws of Life to the scene because the kid would have completely freaked out.
Well, if you couldn't get him out any other way,
yeah,
you'd have
yeah.
to. But the Jaws of Life for that tiny little toy, it would have been a little bit of overkill. But
yeah.
you got to do what you got
to
do.
Yeah. So I'm glad that the police officer was able just to like kind of break the toy, like the front part off, and just get the kid out.
Yeah.
As opposed to just I don't know more mental scarring.
Right.
But the kid is really cute, and if you are curious, you should definitely look up a picture. The boy, his facial expression. In the picture that his mom caught is so cute. Like, he just looks so embarrassed and just upset that he's, like, not even able to move.
Yeah, I literally just typed in Suna Cho toddler, and the story came up.
Oh, yeah. So. You could just probably type in, like, toddler stuck in toy.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what else you'd get.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But, yeah, it's really cute. We're going to take another break. So hang on. We'll be right back.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA. It's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back to the Weird News Podcast. We are continuing with some stories. This next one is about a McDonald's customer, but a McDonald's customer who called the police after he found onions on his Big Mac.
Overreact much?
Yeah. Long story short, he got arrested. So what happened was this customer got arrested because he called the police complaining about his Big Mac having onions. And he then challenged the restaurant's manager to a fist fight.
What?
Yep. Leslie McDonough, who is 53, and he was visiting a fast food chain in Manchester, England. He visited around 10:30 p.m. on a Friday, which must be the worst time to go to McDonald's. And he received, apparently, the wrong meal that he couldn't eat because he has a severe allergy to onions.
So he couldn't just ask for a replacement? I mean, I feel like that's what I would do.
I don't know. I mean, you also don't have to have a fist fight with the manager about it, but, you know, he did that anyway. But really, to solve the mystery of that question, it's probably because he was drinking prior to his visit.
There you go.
Yeah, so he had been drinking before he went to McDonald's. He threatened to fight the manager before calling 911 to report the mixed up meal.
Oh, but it's UK, so he would have called 999.
Oh. You're right. I'm translating this message.
Oh, okay. Yes.
For US audiences.
I appreciate that. So we know what's going on.
He called the 911 equivalent. 999. Which I feel like is just, that's got to be an area code somewhere in the US.
Maybe. European Union, it's 112.
Oh. Interesting.
I'm just throwing these things out there.
Just in case you need to know.
Yep.
So, and also to clarify, this customer, McDonough, called 911 to report the incident. Needless to say, the restaurant also called 911 on him.
Yeah.
The incident escalated when police arrived. They asked McDonough to leave the restaurant, but he apparently fell on the floor and grabbed a police officer's leg as they attempted to stand him up.
So he's a toddler.
Yeah, and he's 53, so he was really drunk.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we just had a story about a toddler. This is a different type of toddler. Yeah,
and we were talking in that story about the interesting phone calls that you must get as a dispatcher. Someone that answers emergency numbers. And I'm just picturing this conversation where he's like, they put onions on my burger, and you'd be like...
Right, as you hear him trying to fight someone.
Right, trying to maintain your professional persona and not just be like, you're an idiot.
Yeah. And then the person, the dispatcher next to you, gets the call from the restaurant.
Right.
He's trying to fight over onions on his burger. Also, he tried to fight the police. Like, he grabbed the police officer's leg.
He was clearly drunk or high or something.
Some bad mix. He also spit in the officer's face.
No!
Yeah, they were trying to take him off the premise. Obviously, they had to force him. And he just spit in their face.
Mm.
Prosecutor Paul Sumner told news outlets that the police had tried to restrain the man as they escorted him out. He said, the police were then able to hold the defendant by his arms in the scuffle and escort him out the store. The officers were struggling with the defendant, and while as they were doing this, he spat in one of the officers' face, and he was arrested for being drunk and disorderly and assaulting an emergency worker.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, that sounds about a right, correct definition of what went on. He was arrested for the incident, and that took place in December of last year, 2018, and then he has recently appeared in court where he pled guilty to assault and being drunk and disorderly in public. The man did state that he had left a holiday party at his work, and he had consumed 6 cans of beer before visiting the McDonald's.
Hmm. I wonder how he got to the McDonald's. I mean, they should have thrown in a drunk driving charge in there, possibly?
I mean, maybe he walked?
Yeah, or
I don't know.
Whatever the UK equivalent of Uber is.
Yeah, those work Christmas parties, though.
Yep.
Just another one bites the dust from the holiday party. Infamous, I really feel. McDonough also admitted to his defense attorney that he should not have called the police, but defended his food allergies, saying he specifically asked something to not be on his food, and then it was.
I can get the frustration of, you know, if he had not noticed it and taken a bite, that could be really dangerous. But at the same time, let's have a little bit of understanding that people don't always get things right.
Yeah. I mean, when you're drunk, there's really no understanding.
That's true.
His lawyer said that he did call the police on the McDonald's staff, and his memory of the incident isn't complete. He was quite clearly embarrassed and ashamed, and that this was not a planned attack, and that also her client is not a violent person. Which I would believe, you know, he just was drunk.
Yeah, I feel like I'd stop drinking at that point.
Oh, yeah. That would be really embarrassing to return to that workplace.
Yeah.
After, like, what'd you do after the party? Well,
nothing.
He was ordered to pay a $240 fine and sentenced to a 12-month community order, which basically just means a punishment that is carried out in the community instead of prison. And that often is like other requirements that the court can order you to do. And he also had to do 120 hours of unpaid work.
Hmm.
So probably just community service work.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. Interesting story. Be careful when you call 911.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Don't use it willy-nilly. It's an important tool. Or whatever your equivalent is in your country. 999 or whatever other combination of most likely three numbers it is.
Right.
I don't know if there's someone like 6 or something, which would really be a hassle. Please be careful when calling 911. And if you're drunk from the holiday party or whatever party, Valentine's Day or whatever you're coming upon, just be careful. Don't go to McDonald's. And be reasonable. Those people have to work a lot at 10:30 at night. No one's happy to work at McDonald's at 10:30 at night.
Especially when the drunken holiday partiers are coming in.
Oh, yeah. Seriously. So that brings us to the end of the show. Thank you so much for listening. And please tune in to the next Weird News podcast episode.